the idea is just to give them a basics in dog trapping. A lot of them have learnt from the old days. The traps are a little bit more modern these days. The dogs are still the same, and I think we need to educate the guys a little bit about the dogs. They're not like the Kelpie that's in the back of the ute. They're actually a smart animal. They're the apex predator in Australia, and the idea is just to give them that little bit extra knowledge to help them control the dogs or manage the dogs. I think they'll be they'll in the landscape for a long time, and they always will be, but if we can manage them and stop predation of stock, it'll make it a lot better, and it'll make their lives a lot better.
The way you were talking and before, and a lot of the information you were giving out was really setting it up because the dogs are quite smart. Is that just, have they become smarter?
The dogs have always been smart, and I think a lot of people have underestimated them. Their abilities have been handed down from the wolf, and they've been around for thousands of years, and they've just evolved into a smart predator.
Is it something that a lot more sheep producers, livestock producers are using, is these kind of traps?
A lot of the legislation these days states they must use soft jaw traps. They're a lot more humane. They're probably more efficient than the old lanes traps. Yeah, they're an efficient little trap, and a lot of people are put off by them because they are so small. But if you use things like lures and trapping in the right areas, the dogs will come to the trap rather than you going to the dog. And you've got to think a little bit like a dog and understand the dog to a certain degree.
You sort of, speaking of that, he was getting right down on the ground and really sort of, you know, getting into the position of a dog where they might go. Is that something that producers have to do to sort of, you know, work out where to put that trap and that sort of thing?
Yeah, they do. Probably the easiest way to understand that is to actually watch their own dogs, because dogs like to dominate dogs, and they like to know who's in their territory, and they do this by smelling scents and stuff that they've eaten, and also finding their mates.
How much of an issue are dogs causing producers at the moment?
In South Australia, it's a little bit of an unknown quantity, but talking to the group today, they've probably lost, somewhere between 400 and 500 sheep. When you put a value on them these days, they're not what they were 20 years ago. They're not $20 sheep. They're, $130, $150 sheep. So when you start to add numbers with a figure, it's a huge loss. It's sort of like if someone was to come to your house and steal from you every day, which like a burglar would, it's very similar to what a dog's doing. They're coming and stealing from you. And you've got to take every step and use every tool that you can to prepare yourself from that theft. And also, when the dogs come in and kill, or a lot of the time they'll maim the sheep will have a long, like a suffering type death, and even cattle to a certain extent. Up in Queensland, a lot of the cattle producers are having their cattle attacked by packs of dogs. The problem's not here yet, but there's areas where they are bad, and we need to sort of manage that a little bit better than what we are. And the idea is, if I can come here and skill these guys up, they don't have to depend on anyone, they can do it themselves. They've still got all their other tools of baiting and trapping, baiting and shooting and other methods, and it's about those guys taking control for themselves.
Is it the same as baiting, where it works better if everyone around you is also doing it? Is that the same with trapping?
Yeah, it does to a certain degree. With trapping is something that can be done 365 days of the year, whereas baiting tends to be just a regime. They'll come in, they'll do it, they might do it twice a year or once a year, and it's just like a one-off thing. How effective it is, I don't know. But most dogs, there's the predator dog and the scavenger type dog, so what overall effect it has, I'm not sure. But it must have some effect.
I'm Rick Miller here from about 30 kilometres west of Penong. I have a farm there with sheep and wheat farm. My country goes back and borders a dog fence, so yeah, I've got about 15, 20 k's of dog fence on my place, I suppose.
So what sort of issues do you have with wild dogs?
Oh, the issues are when they get inside the fence, more the bigger sheep, and then they kill all the lambs, clean up the lambs, yeah.
What sort of numbers have you lost in the past?
Oh, we've been all right for the last couple of years, but about 3 years ago we had one dog there that was just eating all the lambs and probably ate about 400 lambs for the year, I suppose. Yeah, they never ever grew.
And you can see that it's the same dog coming back?
It was the same dog. We spent quite a bit of effort catching him, and we eventually got him, so yeah, then the killing stopped after that.
With such good prices at the moment, what does that sort of mean for a producer?
Well, it means you've got to be on your toes to make sure as soon as you see a dog or something in there, you've got to try and control him for sure.
And what are you doing at the moment to try and control them?
We do some baiting and stuff like that, and you just keep an eye out all the time. If you see a track or something like that, keep an eye out.
And today's session, today's workshop, what have you learnt so far?
Oh, I learnt quite a lot about the lures of traps and that. We're obviously well, personally, I think I've been putting on too much lures. So, just to do the job, do the trapping properly, I think, yeah, certainly helped a lot.
And is there anything in particular that you might go and try next dogging season?
I will certainly get some more traps, and we'll set up a bit of a system to catch some more dogs in traps, yeah.
Brian Smith from Nundroo. We have ongoing issues with dogs, sort of February through to September. We usually have one or two dogs through the fence, yeah.
What sort of damage are they doing?
Losing enough sheep. Last year, I think the neighbour lost a couple of hundred. The year before, we'd lost 100 or more. So, yeah, they rotate around a bit. But, yeah, most years, someone in the district loses sheep.
What have you done in the past in terms of trying to control them?
We just have a regular baiting program, normally February, March. And just due to the numbers the last few years, we've been doing it twice a year, September and February and March, which seems to be keeping the problem under control.
So that covers a wide range of pests, the baiting program?
It would definitely get foxes as well, but mostly aimed at dingoes, or wild dogs more so than dingoes.
So the workshop today, looking, I guess, more so at the last session at least, looking at the setting up of the traps, is that something that you might look at doing at your place?
Oh, I think definitely with the new sort of trap they're using and a few of the methods we learnt today, we could probably leave traps permanently set in some of the more affected areas, yeah.